Normally, you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon, full of
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
What?
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
You know, good morning, I can handle Mike Tyson. I can handle myself against Mike Tyson if I had to.
We know you can.
With a drink?
Yeah, we know.
I can talk a whole bunch of crap.
Okay. There
just like
are.
Jay.
Yeah, I'm a talker. I can't fight it.
And
all.
Just like somebody else we know. Who am I talking about? Come on.
Donald Trump.
Okay, but on a serious tip, because this kind of, I didn't think he handled this right. Since the night it happened, I had been wanting to speak with Donald Trump about his response to the man who claimed that the president was a Muslim and who said Muslims were a problem in this country and asked, when can we get rid of them? Last night on my show, CNN Tonight, I had the chance to do it. I told him directly that I thought he could have handled it differently.
If something like that comes up again, would you handle it differently?
I don't think so, no. I don't think so.
One of the reasons I bought it, One of the reasons I brought it up is because Trump was headed back to New Hampshire for a town hall meeting for the first time since that incident happened. He told me he was not in the business of defending the president, President Obama. I told him it was not a question of defending President Obama. It was more a question of defending the truth. And I asked him if he himself thought Muslims were a problem.
By the way, most Muslims, I know many, are great people, just so you put it on the record.
So let's say, do you think Muslims are a problem?
Well, I think a certain segment are certainly a problem, and unless you want to be so politically correct where you want me to say, oh, absolutely not. I mean, you have ISIS, you have the migration, you have all of this stuff. You have, you know, a lot of people think you're going to end up with World War III over the Middle East. I've heard that for 25 years. Mm-hmm. There's something going on when you see beheadings. I mean, beheadings, we haven't seen that since medieval times, beheadings.
He went on to say this.
Look, again, you know, you probably won't put this part. I have great friendships with many people who are Muslim living in this mm-hmm. building, okay, living here. But I have great friendships. They're phenomenal people. And most of them are like that.
Have they
but
asked you about your comments? What do you say to them?
By the way, they think we have a bigger problem than we do, okay? They think we have a bigger problem because there's a radical Islamic group of people that is brutal. And unless our country gets tough and smart, and unless we have the right leadership done, we're in big trouble.
That last part that he said, if he had said that the first time, he would not be in trouble over this comment. I told Donald Trump that I don't just hear conservatives discussing him. I hear liberals and even people of color who say that they like his candor, but they're concerned about some of his statements. The obvious question to me was, are you racist? Well, Trump replied by talking about his appearance at South Carolina African-American Chamber of Commerce last week, where the leadership wrote him. He said a note saying it was the best event that they had ever had and it was sold out.
What I'm saying is the press is very, very unfair. Okay. But what does happen and what people are surprised at is in every one of my polls, not just today's wonderful poll from USA Today, but every single one of the polls, people like you, I think you're one of them, it's straight across the board. Yeah. I get support from everybody.
And I didn't get that during the interview, but it sounds like he thinks I'm a supporter.
Yeah, yeah. You're one of them.
I think what he means is that...
You like him, Don.
I mean, he really does like
what,
him.
What he means is that I treat him fairly. I think I do. Yet I will confront him when I think that he is wrong, like the president being a Muslim and the whole Muslim issue. That doesn't mean that I'm going to vote for him.
Who's doing the raping, Don? Who's doing the raping?
I'm a supporter.
Remember
but
that?
I asked him straight up. And he said his wife, Melania, is about to get involved in the campaign, who is an immigrant, by the way.
What about Ben Carson's wife? You think she'll get involved in the campaign?
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
What? I'm just asking if the wives are going to get involved.
Here we go.
That's a legitimate question.
No, it's not.
I'm going to let that one hang out there. You can answer that yourself. Because you know what? Like my mom said, you know what is being messy.
Okay, and it's showing.
Is his wife going to come out and be in the campaign?
Why don't you call and ask him? Y'all have the number, I'm sure. Jay, you a mess.
He's messy.